Hola, hola. You're listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners from Latin L. ¡Vamos! ¿Qué tal, querido oyente? ¿Cómo te va? Welcome to a new episode. Me llamo Marco, soy de Chile y soy el presentador de este podcast. Un podcast para estudiantes de español de nivel básico. Here, I will help you to practice your Spanish and feel more confident with your language skills. If that's something you're interested in, consider subscribing. In this episode, you will learn that you, my friend, mi amigo, you already know lots of words in Spanish, especially if you are in the United States, en los Estados Unidos. How come? Well, because many places in the United States have Spanish names, nombres en español. And today we will look at some cities with Spanish names and convert this into a teaching opportunity. Because we can review the pronunciation, the origin, the meaning, etc. For example, do we also say Los Angeles in Spanish? Let's find out in this new episode. ¡Vamos! Muchas ciudades de Estados Unidos tienen nombres en español. That's because some parts of Estados Unidos, especialmente en el sur, a lot of these places were part of Mexico in the past. They became part of the United States, but the names in Spanish remained to this day. And I'm sure that you, my dear listener, you're not probably aware of a few names that you use that are from Spanish. And I know that because most of my students are from the United States, and they always get surprised when I mention some of the meanings and how some city names are actually pronounced in Spanish. That's why I thought it would be interesting to share this with you. So let's get started. The first name is Florida. This word is related to the word flor in Spanish, which means flower. F-L-O-R. Una flor. And Florida is the adjective related to flor and means covered with flowers. That's so beautiful. And you might be wondering if we also pronounce it Florida in Spanish. Well, actually, this adjective is pronounced Florida in Spanish, with the stress in the R, Florida. And as this is an adjective, it changes depending on the gender of the word. I can say una mansión Florida, femenino, feminine, a flowery mansion, una mansión Florida, or un parque florido, a flowery park, un parque florido. I must say that that sounds a little bit poetic to me. I don't think I've ever said un parque florido, for example, in my conversations. But hey, that's what Florida means in Spanish, flowery. Next up, Nevada. If Florida means covered with flowers, Nevada means covered with snow. And you can see they have a common ending. Florida, Nevada. Many adjectives in Spanish have that ending. There is no need to get into a lot of detail here, but it's a pattern that you can start noticing in some descriptions. And Nevada is derived from the verb nevar, to snow, N-E-V-A-R, nevar. I would use Nevada to describe mountains, for example, montañas nevadas, femenino, or un parque nevado, for the masculine in that case, because of park, un parque nevado. And just out of curiosity, isn't Nevada located in a desert? I don't know if there is much snow there. I've never been to the United States and I hope to go sometime in the future, but for what I know, Nevada is anything but snowy. That's so weird for me. And since we're talking about Nevada, it's a good time to talk about Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas, la ciudad del pecado, the city of sin. I often hear the saying, lo que pasa en Las Vegas se queda en Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So you can learn that phrase to say to your Latino friends, lo que pasa en Las Vegas se queda en Las Vegas. And Vega is a noun that means meadow, a fertile land covered with grass, normally by a river. Una Vega. It's not a word that I hear very often in conversations, but that's what it means. And once again, Las Vegas, a meadow, a place covered with grass. I really don't get how they came up with these names in Spanish. Okay, let's review a few more. San and Santa, as in San Francisco and Santa Barbara. San and Santa mean saint or holy. As you know, many Spanish city names are derived from Christian traditions. That's why you find many cities that start with San or Santa. San is used before names of male saints, and Santa before female names, Santa Bárbara. That's why, if I were a saint, I would be San Marco, the saint of Spanish lessons. And by the way, in the case of Santa, the pronunciation is Santa. The T in Spanish is pronounced between your teeth, Santa. Not Santa, you see? And continuing with Christian names, you have the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in Colorado. Sangre de Cristo means blood of Christ. Sangre is blood and Cristo is Christ. And the way we pronounce it is Sangre de Cristo. And I've just mentioned another place, Colorado, which is also a Spanish name. And what does Colorado mean? It refers to something with red color. For example, I often hear this word when somebody blushes. Colorado, está colorado. Or also, this is often a nickname for people with red hair. That's why many people associate the character of Ron Weasley from Harry Potter as El Colorado. And as I'm talking about colors, there is a place in Texas that people know as Amarillo. That means yellow. However, the double L in Spanish is pronounced yo. That's why we would say amarillo and not amarillo. The first time I heard somebody say Amarillo, I was actually confused. But when I saw the word written somewhere, I immediately got it. So, if you're referring to the color in Spanish, make sure you pronounce it Amarillo. Another place that has double L is Bella Vista, California. And something similar happens with Bella Vista. The double L is pronounced ya. So we would say Bella Vista. Bella means beautiful. And vista is sight. So it translates as beautiful sight. Bella Vista. Let's continue. Another place that has a different pronunciation in Spanish is Los Angeles. I hear it pronounced this way.
This is Los Angeles.
This is Los Angeles.
The first time I heard that, when I wasn't very familiar with names of places in the United States, I couldn't get what people were saying. But when somebody changed the pronunciation to Los Angeles, I immediately got it. So it's pronounced Los Angeles in Spanish. because the combination G-E, G-E is pronounced G, not J. So we say Los Angeles, and that means the angels. And finally, I saved this word for the end. The place is Montana, and it's actually written differently in Spanish. In Spanish, the word is montaña. That ña sound contains the letter ñ. Ñ is the name of the letter N with that squiggle over it. That's called ñ. But English doesn't have that letter. That's why Montana just uses the letter N. And what does montaña mean? It means mountain. What an easy way to name places, by the way. You see a mountain, we'll call it montaña. That's it. I wish life was that simple sometimes. Thanks for listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your Spanish beginner friends. Creating this content takes hours and hours, so it means the world to me if you take 30 seconds to help me spread the word. And if you're studying Espanol to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, you can get my Spanish Adventures Companion, my free ebook and premium podcast designed to make your travel experience more enjoyable, so you can communicate with Latinos with ease. Don't miss out on this great resource. You can get it for free on my website, www.latinele.com, or with the link in the episode description. Have a great day. Hasta la próxima. Chao, chao.